producer Tom Okima, I don't know if you saw this. So D'Angelo Williams becomes the oldest back to have 150 yards rushing and two touchdowns since Jerome Bettis, like in the you know, well over a decade ago. I don't know if you saw how good of a performance he had earlier tonight. Well, he went to a restaurant in Maryland because it was Steelers at Redskins, and he had a tip situation. His bar tab was $128. Now, I expect that's because he ordered a lot of food and for multiple people. I don't know, but I'm guessing it was food rather than alcohol because he played today like he was maybe sober yesterday and was, you know, focused on getting yards in the ground. But if his tab was $128, how many dollars on that do you think that he managed to tip?
Given what I know of his personality, which is very little, I would assume that he tipped pretty high.
Yeah. Well, in this particular case, he tipped 72 cents on a $128 tab.
What?
72 cents.
D'Angelo.
And his server, or his bartender, because he was eating at the bar, complained on Facebook, and she made a big post about how cheap the NFL's D'Angelo Williams is, and I hope the Steelers lose and all that jazz. So her direct quote is, "Just now at work, I had D'Angelo Williams come in, and I waited on while tending bar. His check was $128.25. He left me $129 with no tip but 75 cents. So I was off by 3 cents there. So there you go, Steelers fans. Your running back is cheap as bleep, SMH, which, of course, is our generation's way of saying shakes my head because it's just too hard to shake your head. You have to go SMH, end quote there. So D'Angelo Williams, a light tipper, but he has his reasons here. He says it took him an hour and a half to get his food. She never gave him refills or offered refills. He ordered chicken and shrimp in his pasta, and they gave him chicken and shrimp in his salad. And when they brought it back, he said that they were not very pleasant about having to do that. And so what he went with here when people were calling him out on his tipping is he's calling the experience card. So he says, quote, "I used to wait tables and used to be a bag boy, so I know what I'm doing here," end of quote. So having formerly worked in the industry, he was appalled by his service and decided, it's $128.15. I'm just going to leave $129. If the service was that bad, are you still down with it? Is there ever a situation where tipping, gosh, not even 1% is cool?
You know what? I'm totally down with it.
Yeah. If the service was that bad, I kind of think so too.
Yeah. I mean,
because you know what? If I suck at radio, this segment, you guys are changing the channel, right? We all have a burden to be competent on some level. And this waitress who shared the D'Angelo Williams tip on Facebook, she got canned. And the owner of the restaurant has offered D'Angelo Williams a free meal if he's ever in Maryland again. So there you have it. If you work in the service industry and a celebrity stiffs you on a tip, protect your job. It's not worth losing it to try and out them online.